It is God's desire that as surely as the dawn breaks forth daily, so will the revelation of His goodness be evident daily in every area of your life. Welcome to Dawn Extras with Tim Grage.
Today, we are going to be sharpening the axe. And when I say that, it's something that we are all familiar with, actually. For those of you that follow me on the hub, I have put this confession on the hub. I deliberately put this confession on the hub so that you have access, regular access to it. The truth is, you don't have to every day say all these confessions, but you must have excerpts of these confessions that become part of your daily repertoire, that become part of your default declaration. And the reason is, and you've always heard me say this, life will always, I'm speaking now to everyone that has accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. Listen to me, we are not all children of God. We are all God's creation, but to be a child of God, you must have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So I'm speaking to you now. Every day you are reminded of your humanity. And look, every activity generally reminds you of your humanity. Every time you feel cold, every time you stub your toe, life every day reminds you that you are human. In order then to be in a position to consistently pull the power of your divinity, because to live life without the impact of divinity, to live life without the superposition of the supernatural on your natural, is to live life less than what has been made available to us. So to do that, you must be deliberate to stir your subconscious, to stir your conscious, to stir your expectation into the divine. Again, life will very often actually will consistently remind you of your humanity. You must be intentional. You must be deliberate and daily remind yourself of your divinity. See, we do who we believe we are. If you think I am only human, then that's all you will experience. That's all you will pursue. You will be void of the voice of God. You will deny yourself of the supernatural. And in this life, you will face things that your humanity cannot shift. No matter how much money that you have, you will face an impasse that your money will not be able to move. No matter the connections that you have, you will face an impasse that your relationships will not be able to move. There will always be an impasse that your humanity will not be able to shift. This is why we have been given our divine nature. You see, from the perspective of our divinity, we are able to birth things that stop humanity. We're able to birth it. We're able to shift beyond that limitation as we switch to our divinity. Let me go to my notes. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 10 says, if the axe is dull and its edge unsharpened, more strength is needed, but skill will bring success. Much strength is needed, but skill will bring success if the axe is dull. Abraham Lincoln once said, if I had 6 hours to chop down a tree, I'd spend the first 4 hours sharpening my axe. In the same way, before you swing at life, before you face the pressures, the plants, the people, you must sharpen your soul. You sharpen your soul by confession. You sharpen your soul by reminding yourself who you are in Christ. Many believers are swinging hard at life, working, striving, fighting, but with dull edges. They pray, but feel weak. They serve, but feel empty. Why? Because their acts, their awareness of their divine identity is dull. Listen. Confession is one of the primary ways we sharpen that edge. Confession is one of the core ways we sharpen the edge. Romans 10 verse 10 says, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Confession doesn't make God move. Pause, listen to me carefully and slowly. Confession doesn't make God move. It aligns you with what God has already done. Every time you say, I am one with Christ, you are not informing heaven, you are instructing your being. You are instructing your being. You are sharpening your consciousness to cut through doubt, to cut through fear, to cut through limitation. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17 says, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Our union with God is not a poetic thought. It's positional and it is practical. You are not merely a human trying to reach God. You are a spirit sharing God's life, sharing God's nature, sharing God's power. But here's the truth. If you don't remind yourself of your divinity, you will default to your humanity. You will pray like a beggar instead of a son. You will respond like a victim instead of a victor. Confession is the discipline that keeps your divine edge sharp. Again, I say to you, before you swing at life, daily sharpen your axe. You cannot build revelation on a dull foundation. Every other confession, your confessions for healing, provision, direction, success, depends on your foundational confession of who you are in Christ. That's why Paul constantly wrote in him, through him, by him, because he understood that every other confession is only as powerful as the person saying it. And if the person making those confessions is still operating from his humanity, the impact of those other confessions, confessions on healing, provision, direction, success, whatever it is, those confessions, they will work, but the potency will be limited. Ephesians 1 verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Until you confess your union, you will live as though heaven is distant, when in reality, heaven has been downloaded into your spirit. Your confessions are not positive affirmations. This is not about saying positive talk. Mm-mm. They are divine instructions to your existence. Let me say it again. When you confess your divinity, you are giving your existence divine instructions. Hebrews 11 verse 3 declares, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Just as God framed worlds with his words, we frame our world with our words. Proverbs 18 verse 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So when you say, I am strong in the Lord, you are not describing something. You are actually creating it. You are shaping the experience of your day by the revelation of your identity. And this is something you must be doing regularly. Like I said, you must have confessions of your divinity embedded into your daily repertoire of life. Meaning, I'm going to lead you in a set of confessions. And I've put the confessions on our WhatsApp platform. So you have it there, go save it. I'm going to lead you in it. It's a lengthy set, but you must have excerpts of it that form part of your regular confession. things that you are saying as you are driving, you are eating, you are cooking, you are cleaning, you are working, you are playing, things that you are just saying. It has become part of the instructions that you regularly send to your soul and instructions about you that you regularly send to the world around you. Proverbs 18:21 again, death and life are in the power of the tongue. You don't sharpen once, you sharpen daily. Because every day, life tries to dull you. It tries to dull you through worry, through fear, through delay, through distractions. Every day you need to rise and remind creation, I am one with God. As He is, so am I in this world. I have His wisdom, I have His strength, I have His peace, I have His power. You have to have these declarations. Listen, that's not arrogance. It is awareness. That's not pride. It is partnership. A dull axe doesn't stop cutting. It just takes more effort. Listen to what I'm saying. A dull axe still cuts. It just takes more effort. A dull believer doesn't necessarily stop praying, but the prayer feels heavy. A dull mind doesn't stop thinking, but it worries more than it worships. So sharpen your swing. Confess before you confront. Confess before you confront. Declare before you do. Before meetings, for example, declare, I carry divine intelligence. Before you face a conflict or you address a conflict, you declare, the peace of God governs my response. Before you engage in ministry, this is a big one, you declare, it is Christ within me that is the hope of my glory. See, lead your day and lead your life from a divine perspective. You could do it from a human perspective. I recommend lead your life daily from a conscious divine perspective. Each confession keeps your edge. Every time you make the right confession, you sharpen the axe. You sharpen the axe. Each declaration keeps you aware of your divinity. I close with this as I lead you in these confessions. You can't swing effectively if you are dull spiritually. You can't conquer what you are not conscious of. So before you swing, sharpen. Before you act, affirm. Before you move, meditate. And as you confess daily, your life will cut cleaner, move faster, and manifest heaven on earth with a lot more ease. With a lot more ease. We're going to make our confessions. I'm going to put it on the screen. And I'm going to begin to declare it. It's on your screen. So I am declaring it. As you see it on your screen, you also begin to declare it. You need to say it out loud, not in your mind. Say it out loud. Are we ready? Let's go. Let's confess. Give me a moment. Let me address this. All right. Let's confess. 1, 2, go. I am made holy because I am one with Jesus, the Anointed One. I am not separate from Him. I live in divine union with Him. The grace of God flows freely into my life, and His peace guards every part of me. Total well-being is my portion because I am joined to Christ. I am wrapped into Christ, completely covered in His righteousness and glory. Every spiritual blessing in heavenly places has been lavished upon me. My Father delights in me because He sees me in His Son. I walk in unending favor, divine wisdom, and supernatural provision. as one wrapped in Christ. Hallelujah. Before time began, God saw me in Christ and chose me in love. I am holy. I am blameless in His sight. I live from the consciousness of being chosen and loved. My innocence is not earned. It is the result of being found in Him. Hallelujah. Through my union with Jesus, I have been adopted into God's royal family. I am His delightful child, deeply loved, fully accepted. The same love the Father has for Jesus, He has for me. His grace cascades over my life, bringing Him great pleasure every day. Because I am joined to Christ, I possess the treasures of redemption. The blood of Jesus has completely canceled my sins. I live in total forgiveness and freedom. The cascading riches of His grace continually supply everything I need for life and godliness. The superabundant grace of God is powerfully at work in me. His life flows through my union with Christ, releasing wisdom, revelation, and practical understanding. I do not struggle for insight. I live from divine intelligence that flows from within. Through my union with Christ, I belong wholly to God. I am His possession, His delight, His inheritance. Before I was born, He gave me a destiny, one that aligns with His perfect will. I am walking out His divine plan with confidence, knowing that His purpose always prevails in me. Because I am one with Christ, I live in unbroken intimacy with the Father. The Spirit of wisdom and revelation floods my understanding. I know God deeply, walk with Him closely, and discern His voice clearly. Let's say that part again. I know God deeply, walk with Him closely, and discern His voice clearly. Every day, my intimacy produces revelation and fruitfulness. The immeasurable power of God is alive in me through faith. I am joined to Christ, and His resurrection power flows through my spirit, my words, and my hands. My life is an advertisement of His strength and of His victory. I am raised up with Christ. I am seated with Him in heavenly places, co-seated, co-ascended, co-glorified. My position is in Christ, and I operate from victory. Every power, every limitation, every darkness is beneath my feet because I am one with the exalted Christ. I am the visible display of God's grace and kindness. Through my union with Christ, generations will see the riches of His goodness revealed in me. My life, Kayelebosa, tells the story of His love, His mercy, and His unending grace. Right now, wherever you are, I want you to just begin to thank Him. Come on, thank Him with me. Father, I give You praise. I give You praise. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Listen. Listen. Start your day with similar confessions, not just confessions, confessions that also speak about your identity. Then every other confession can flow from there.